KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union announced on Friday a new timeline for the baseball and softball seasons. Practices for those summer sports will not begin on May 4th as originally scheduled, but will now shift to May 18th. June 1st will be the new first date of competition for both baseball and softball. That shift will help alleviate some conflicts with spring sports, which are tentatively set to begin on May 1st and conclude in early June. They'll have further updates announced as necessary by those two organizations, depending upon the current situation. Well, there's plenty of debate about how much of a preseason is needed before a college football season could begin. That will be determined by when players and coaches are allowed to return to campus when the restrictions due to COVID-19 are lifted. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says summer could be similar to the early 80s when he joined Hayden Fry's staff.
You know, back in the day, right, you guys would leave here May 15th or May 12th or May 17th, and we'd see them in August. So in that way, it is kind of the same because everybody's on their own right now. And, you know, they got their workout cards and they're doing what they can do. But where it's different is, you know, back in the 80s, guys could go up to their high school gyms. I don't think there were a lot of private gyms back in those days. But they could go to their high school gyms and train, you know, at their high schools. Now, most of our guys don't have that capability because most schools and most fitness places are shut down.
And because of that, Ferentz would like to see a month of strength and conditioning before players hit the practice field.
In general terms, you know, I would think we'd want the strength and conditioning staff to at least have a month, 4 weeks, you know, 4 work weeks to work with the team. You know, in a perfect world, you like in the world we're living in right now, 4 weeks has been okay for you know, getting ready for the season. But you know, the last couple of years, that's what we've had. But we've also had spring ball in conjunction with that.
Iowa State coach Matt Campbell played and coached at Division III Mount Union of Ohio, so he's familiar with having a month to get ready for the season.
He didn't have much engagement. There was no spring practice. You know, didn't have many guys on campus through the summer. And then in August, you know, everybody was accountable to their own workout and what they needed to do. And then in August 1st, you got there, and then 4 weeks later, you were getting ready to go play football. And, you know, fortunately for us at Mount Union, we were pretty good.
Campbell says a month was plenty of time to get ready.
You know, we didn't need much time. So, you know, I think I probably lean on that end because I've had that experience. I've been that guy as a player, and I've also been that guy as a coach. You know, obviously all this time that you get at this level, sometimes that's good, and maybe sometimes we'll feel out when this is all said and done that maybe there's some merit to giving our kids some of this time.
Of course, right now, everything on hold with the restrictions still in place. Well, the cancellation of this year's College World Series because of the coronavirus pandemic isn't hurting Omaha just economically. The 8-team tournament that decides the Division I baseball championship each June has long been a point of pride for the city of just under 500,000. The Division I baseball championship, rather, decided in this city of just under 500,000 for the past 70 years, is among the many sporting events canceled or postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Total attendance for the 15 games in 2019 was more than 330,000. Thousands more gather outside the stadium, and the move to TD Ameritrade Park 10 years ago sparked development near the stadium. The event packs a $75 million economic impact in the Omaha area each year. Well, Spanish soccer team plans to have its players resume training individually this week. Real Sociedad would become the first Spanish soccer club to resume activities during the coronavirus pandemic. The club says players will have the option to start practicing at the team's training center after the Spanish government decided to ease some of its lockdown measures. Non-essential workers will be allowed to return to their positions this week while observing social distancing guidelines and other restrictions. Former British soccer star Kenny Dalglish has expressed immense gratitude to National Health Service staff after returning home from the hospital following his coronavirus diagnosis. The 69-year-old former Celtic Scotland, and Liverpool forward was hospitalized Wednesday for treatment on gallstones and subsequently tested positive for COVID-19, despite not showing any symptoms. Smaller cities and communities are dealing with the cancellation of showcase sporting events. For Oklahoma City, that means losing the Women's College World Series. The annual event determines the NCAA softball championship. It's been hosted by Oklahoma City every year but one since 1990. Last year, it brought in an estimated $14 million to the city and its businesses. Even more was expected this year because of a stadium seating expansion. Well, Glenn Beckert's baseball exploits can be overshadowed by his four Hall of Fame teammates, but his contributions were vital to the success of the Chicago Cubs during the late 1960s and early 70s. The four-time All-Star second baseman has died of natural causes at the age of 79, according to his family. Beckert won a Gold Glove in 1968 before earning All-Star berths over the next four seasons. He had the best strikeout to at-bat ratio in the National League five times and finished third in average when he hit a career-high 342 in 1971. Beckert teamed with shortstop Don Kessinger for his entire nine-year Cubs career to form one of the best double play combinations in baseball. Beckert compiled a 283 average in an 11-year career that began with the 1965 Cubs and ended with the 1975 Padres. Well, Doug Sanders brought flamboyance to golf fashion ahead of his time, a colorful character known as much for the 20 times he won on the PGA Tour as the majors that got away. Sanders died Sunday morning in Houston. The PGA Tour confirmed through a text from Sanders' ex-wife, Scotty. He was 86 years old. Sanders was still an amateur when he won his first PGA Tour event in 1956 at the Canadian Open in a playoff. His best year was in 1961 when he won five times and finished third on the PGA Tour money list. But he's best known for four runner-up finishes in the majors, the most memorable at St. Andrews in the 1970 British Open. Needing to sink a three-foot par putt on the final hole to beat Jack Nicklaus, Sanders muffed it before losing to Nicklaus in a playoff on the following day. And motor racing great Stirling Moss has died at the age of 90. The daring and speed-loving Englishman was widely regarded as the greatest Formula One driver never to win the world championship. Moss's wife says he died peacefully at his London home following a long illness. Susan Moss says it was one lap too many. He just closed his eyes. Moss was affectionately known as Mr. Motor Racing and had a fearless and often reckless attitude. That took a toll on his slight body, and his career ended at age 31 after a horrific crash. Moss won 16 of the 66 F1 races that he entered. He said, "If you're not trying to win at all costs, what on earth are you doing there?" Moss was hospitalized with a chest infection in 2016 that led him to retiring from public life in 2018. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.